Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The Football Fives World Championships is the largest amateur five-a-side football tournament in the world, with teams drawn from 48 participating nations. Five-a-side football is very popular all across the world, and even great players in the modern game, like Liverpool's midfield genius Philippe Coutinho, all started their careers and honed their skills while playing five-a-side football. For a country like Nigeria, five-a-side football is no big deal because we all grew up playing our own homegrown version known as Monkey Post or Set. And just this weekend, the final of the second edition of the Nigeria qualifiers for the Football Fives World Championships was held, and defending champions the Royal FC will represent Nigeria at the global finals in Thailand later in the year after winning a 1.5 million naira payday. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be reliving all the experiences of the final of the Nigeria qualifiers of the Football Fives World Championships. The Football Fives World Championships, or F5WC, is a massive global five-a-side tournament that attracts football scouts from all over the world. The Nigerian qualifying tournament was put together by Five Sports, and after an exciting tournament held at the Campus Mini Stadium in Lagos Island, defending champions D Royals Football Club retained their title, winning 1.5 million naira in the process, and will compete at the World Finals in Thailand, where they will get the chance to impress scouts from the likes of Barcelona, FC Porto, Paris Saint-Germain, Manchester City, Liverpool, and countless other clubs. The Royal star forward Kabiru Nasru also emerged as tournament top scorer and most valuable player, and earned an all-expenses-paid trip to the Etihad Stadium, home of Manchester City, to meet with the likes of Yaya Toure, David Silva, and Kelechi Iheanacho. So sit back and listen as we relive the final for you.
You're listening to Sports Planet.
Okay, with me right here now is Shamsuddin Tijani Yusuf, the brains behind this tournament. Firstly, let me congratulate you on successfully hosting the second edition of this tournament.
Thank you very much, Tunde. Thank you very much.
So, comparing this year's tournament to last year's edition, would you say that the tournament has grown?
Well, let me start to say this is a huge, huge difference from what we have last year. There's a huge, huge improvement in all aspects, in terms of numbers, more teams, cities, sponsorship. I would like to say a big thank you to the sponsors, Olympic Mick, for coming through. Compared to last year that we had only 144 teams in Lagos alone, now we had almost 5,000 teams that registered across six cities, and I'm talking from Kaduna, Kano, Abuja, Abeokuta, Port Harcourt, and Lagos inclusive. So there's been a huge, huge improvement.
Over 5,000 teams. The logistics must have been incredible. How challenging was it putting this together?
We had challenges because, you know, we had to go. For example, I had to conduct three qualifiers. I did Kano, I did Kaduna, and I did Abuja. But we had like also other members of the LOC coordinated in other cities. But we were able to pull it through at the end of the day.
The defending champions, the Royal FC, won again. Is this a good trend for the competition, having one team dominate the whole nation?
Well, I would like to say they're actually a good team. But this is good for the other teams that they need to actually step up and take this thing seriously. Because, come on, we don't want them to win again for another year. It's good, but we want other people too to have a feel and experience of what this thing is all about. And that's the essence of this tournament. We're taking it to, the crooks and groups of each corner. I don't want to use the word slums, but the rural areas where people don't have an opportunity. And we have teams coming as far as, Kano. Musa Yaya came from Mutinchi. Mutinchi is a well-known football academy in Kano. That's where Musa Yaya came from. There was a goalkeeper that came from Ogun State. He was the keeper of under 17. So there's been a huge improvement from last season and this season. Yes.
Would you say that your dream of making Fives a major part of the Nigerian sporting field, would you say it is slowly beginning to gather steam?
Yeah, it is, but I can say I'm not yet satisfied, because my vision for this thing is, you know, it's still growing. I'm just scratching the surface. I want to see us produce a futsal five-a-side national team that will compete at the international level in the coming future. But right now, we have a lot of work to do. Yeah, and I'm talking of the NFF needs to give this in a full attention, partner with us, and see how we can take this to the next level.
Okay, finally, the global finals of FIW should be taking place in Thailand later in the year. Could you tell us a bit more about that event?
Yeah. I mean, we've just qualified now for the major tournament in Bangkok in Thailand. So we're going to actually, you know, try and train these guys mentally, physically. That it's not going to be an easy tournament because we don't just want to go and answer the numbers. We want to go there and give a good performance, most likely win it, but it's not going to be easy. You have 44 countries coming through, Brazil, you have the guys from Asia, Middle East. They're so good at this thing, man. Last year when I went, I learned a lot of things. I'm going to pass it on to these guys before we leave this year. And at least we have enough time to prepare now. Last year was too short. Now we have the whole of February to prepare. So I'm sure we're going to give a good outing this time around.
Thank you very much, Shamsuddin. And here we have the brand manager of Olympic Milk, sponsors of the event. Could you kindly introduce yourself, sir?
My name is Bamise Oyegbami. I'm brand manager for Olympic Milk.
So why did Olympic Milk decide to get involved in this kind of competition?
Grassroots football in Nigeria has been lacking support over the years. And Olympic found it as an opportunity to help and guide young people towards their dream of becoming professional footballers. Apart from obviously getting awareness for the brand, it's not all about us. It's also about what we can give back to the community. And if you see the young footballers here today going to represent Nigeria in Thailand, I'm sure they will say Olympic has done a lot for them.
So would you say that this has been a worthwhile investment by your brand?
Oh yes, definitely. We've been all around Nigeria, from Kano to Abuja, Kaduna, Port Harcourt, Abeokuta. It's been challenging, but definitely it's really worth it. It's been worth it, 100%.
Thank you very much, Bamise. And finally, we have the competition's highest goal scorer with 7 goals, who also won the tournament's MVP award, Kabir Nasiru. Kabir, you won a trip to the Etihad Stadium where you'll meet Yaya Toure, Kelechi Iheanacho and other star players. You must be very excited.
Yes, I'm very happy because they are my mentor. They are the people that I'm looking towards my own playing. So I'm sure when I get there, I'm very happy to see a good player like Silva, Yaya Toure, Art. So I'm sure I'm going to bring the good thing from there.
Congratulations to the Royal Football Club, worthy winners of the Nigerian qualifiers of the Football Fives World Championship.